Business Rock Hill, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation.
This week on Business Rock Hill, what was once going to be a state-of-the-art practice facility for the Carolina Panthers in Rock Hill is coming down. The city owns the Hutchinson property and has made the public aware that the structures and construction is now under demolition as work began this past weekend. Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes gave some details, saying that while the deal with the contractor for demolition is just $1, the city will make 50% of the proceeds for any materials sold inside of the building.
So some of these items of personal property are within the structure itself. So the deconstruction, and it'll be taken down by cranes. There won't be a bomb set off or charges or anything like that. So folks that come in and buy these items, they need to get some of those items out of the facility and off the grounds until that particular section of the structure can come down.
And the city has final say in the Hutchinson property and is adamant that the city will take their time with the next step in finding a suitor for the site.
You know, the good thing about the city's finances and where we are and why we didn't do what the former business partner or joint venture with us wanted us to, we didn't back the debt that would be there. It leaves us in a really good financial position. We don't have to rush to do anything. I mean, we can't wait forever to see something come there, but we can afford to be picky and choosy, and we're going to be.
The contractor on the project is actually the same one currently working on the I-77 interchange exit that leads to the property, which is a joint venture between United Infrastructure and Blythe Construction. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill, every Wednesday on WRHI, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, celebrating progress through vision.